In East Tampa, residents who live in a mobile home park are in a desperate situation, getting an eviction notice on Wednesday that they need to depart their homes by today.
So what do you guys plan to do now when you move them?
We don't know yet.
They didn't give us a chance to plan anything.
Or to even save up.
If they gave us 30 days, then we could say, well, we have 30 days. Okay, yeah. Let's make plans. They came to us after they took our rent and said, here's a paper, 2 days, get out.
Those are the voices of some of the residents of the Tampa Sun Mobile Home Park located on North 47th Street in Tampa. Approximately 60 people live in the mobile home park lot, and many will have no place to go if evicted in the next week. That's why earlier on Friday, St. Petersburg attorney who specializes in real estate law went to court to file an emergency petition to give the residents adequate time to move. Carrie Allen Cash said that at the minimum, lawful procedures must be followed in any eviction, and that has not been the case here.
Part of the policies and procedures do not include a 2-day notice to vacate. I've continually attempted to contact the landowners of this community, but I've gotten no response communication. And in fact, every time that I call the corporate office, they hang up on me. And so it's kind of alarming to me. And we're at a position to where we've tried in good faith to come to some kind of resolution, or at least communicate to the landowner that there is a dire situation at this community. But at this point, our backs are against the wall, and we've got to seek available judicial intervention.
Upon driving through the mobile home park on Friday morning, WMNF noticed a lack of garbage collection. Attorney Carrie Allen Cash says that's just part of the neglect of basic essential services that the landlord has engaged in.
There's also been an immediate threat to turn off the water at the community. And these are things that are the here and now that we've got to get judicial intervention and some form of relief for these folks that... Remind you, these are people that pay their rent, that are all under current leases. You know, these aren't folks that have just abandoned their obligations to pay. They have paid for these services. They are law-abiding citizens, and this is their community. You have some folks have been there over 2 years. These folks take pride in their community.
State records indicate the property is owned by a company called Terriag, but nobody from the business has stepped forward to speak about the eviction. Cash was asking the court to require the landlord to not interrupt utility services and follow Florida law. He said in a situation where the landlord owns the home and the land below the homes, any eviction notice should be governed under a specific statute, which usually requires at a minimum a 7-day notice. Adding insult to injury, the landlord has accepted recent rent payments.
Some paid last week. I pay by
monthly. I pay monthly.
Some pay every week.
Every week, really?
Yeah, week to week
and month to month.
Mm. Yeah.
But he said they collected money from people last week.
Yes, yeah. They did.
She collected the money and never came back and never turned none of the money
they
in.
They never told us that they were shutting down, period. Just collecting money.
Attorney Carrie Allen Cash said the situation is desperate, and he's hoping that people in the community might be able to help out.
Would really like to send the cast net out to the community for any kind of assistance that we can provide. We've got about 20 families that are in a dire situation, that are looking for any and all available help and relief in the form of other places they can look at to come live. These are good folks. You know, these are people that have just found themselves in a dire situation, and they have families. One lady has 4 and 5 children there that she has to provide for, and she's in a situation now to where realistically we have a matter of weeks. To where they're going to have to just totally relocate. So any kind of organization out there, feel free to contact my office directly if the community can come out and support these folks. That would be much appreciated.